It's Monday, the 15th of September, and I'm Tona Takadila with your 6 p.m. news. The Daures Green Hydrogen Village near Oist has launched phase two of its project to produce synthetic fertilizers by 2026 using solar power to generate green hydrogen. The project converted into ammonia for ammonium sulfate fertilizer. Here's Daures Green Hydrogen Village CEO Jerome Namaseb.
We are actually in the process of starting with the groundbreaking for the production of an ammonium sulfate fertilizer production facility, which should be in realization by the end of 2026. The facility is also producing agricultural produce. This is mainly, you know, cucumbers, variety of peppers, lettuce, tomatoes, and so forth, which we are also supplying into their ongoing commerce regions. This project was recently a recipient of the A2D facility, which is a facility which is being run by UNIDO and funded by the UK government, which will now enable the project to take that step towards actually producing a fertilizer.
Public health facilities are facing a shortage of essential medicines that has left both rural and urban clinics without basic treatments. The health ministry blames middlemen in the supply chain, while critics warn the MedRot crisis violates citizens' right to health care. We spoke to human rights lawyer Norman Shombe about the impact on local communities.
It is a very big issue in terms of the human rights. You know, medicine is obviously there to save people's lives. The duty of a government, if there's any other duties, one would be that it's responsible for the welfare of its citizens, in particularly the poor who cannot support themselves financially. And we're failing as a government in supporting the welfare of our citizens. And with the lack of medicine not coming through because either the prices are inflated by middlemen or the government doesn't do a proper budget, the government is obviously failing for it. And it's about time that the citizens must always stand up and make sure that the government becomes responsible and make sure that a required amount of medicines is made available at various health facilities across the country.
South Africa's Constitutional Court will hear a case tomorrow on Shell's seismic surveys of the Wild Coast. Bloomberg reports that the SA Supreme Court of Appeal earlier ruled the exploration rights were unlawful but suspended its order, leaving Shell room to reapply. Staying on the continent, Malawians will cast their vote in the country's presidential election on 16 September as the nation grapples with an economic crisis, Isaac Lukando reports.
Malawians are set to cast their vote in a high-stakes presidential election. Incumbent Lazarus Chakwera, a former preacher who won a court-ordered rerun in 2020, is seeking a second term. He faces his old rival, 85-year-old former president Peter Mutharika, among 17 candidates, including ex-president Joyce Banda. But the national mood has shifted. Chakwera, once a symbol of hope, now faces growing public frustration over soaring living costs, fuel and sugar shortages, and shaken trust in government. Natural disasters and the death of Vice President Saulos Chilima have only deepened Malawi's crisis. Isaac Lukando, Dar es Salaam.
And Utah Governor Spencer Cox says Tyler Robinson, who is the suspect in the killing of right-wing activist Charlie Kirk, is not cooperating with authorities, though his family members are. Robinson, who's 22, was arrested last Thursday after a 33-hour manhunt and will be formally charged in hours to come.
He does come from a conservative family, but his ideology was very different than his family. We have additional forensic evidence that has been processed. The suspect has not been cooperating so far, and so we're getting all of this information from family members, people around the suspect, and then the forensic information that we have.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.